First, though, let's talk about universal pharmacare, because a panel tasked with examining access to prescription drugs earlier this week recommended a national publicly funded pharmacare plan that would be equitable and cost-effective for all. The 35-member Citizens Reference Panel on Pharmacare in Canada delivered their recommendations to the Commons Standing Committee on Health. This included immediate action, said it's needed to address a current patchwork of public and private drug plans. About 20% of Canadians currently have little or no coverage for prescription medications, they say. So the panel has suggested that Canada's first move should be to immediately implement public coverage for a short list of frequently prescribed drugs, such as those for treating high blood pressure and diabetes. Dr. Brett Skinner is the CEO of the Canadian Health Policy Institute. Last year, he co-authored a study called Pharmacare: What Are the Costs for Patients and Taxpayers? He joins us now to talk about this. Thanks for your time today.
Happy to be here.
Well, I've done a couple interviews on the concept of universal pharmacare for Canada over the years. So I was interested in the study that you co-authored last year. In it, you concluded that, you know, national single-payer pharmacare program is unnecessary. Has anything changed to alter your opinion since then?
No, the basic facts on the ground are the same. Our view, that is the view of my colleagues and I who authored the paper, are that pharmacare is unnecessary, it's bad for patients, and costly for taxpayers.
You mentioned the basic facts on the table. It seems, as I watch the debate over this unfold, it seems there's almost two different conversations. One that's based on the fact, in terms of looking at the numbers and how this might fit into the system we have today, one that's based on the fact, well, we need this because we don't have it and other developed countries do, and therefore we need it. So it seems like there's almost two different conversations going on, where not everyone's looking at sort of the facts that we should be using to drive this conversation.
Yeah, the reason that our group felt that the pharmacare proposal was unnecessary is because essentially Canada's population is already universally covered for catastrophic drug expenses, and there's near universal coverage in place for ordinary drug expenses. And I say that because every federal, provincial, and territorial jurisdiction in Canada has universal catastrophic publicly funded coverage for drug expenses above defined thresholds as a percentage of income for government-approved drugs, of course. And in the private sector, there's 24.2 million Canadians who have ordinary drug insurance for the cost of covering ordinary expenses for prescription drugs. And there's programs that cover ordinary expenses for prescription drugs for about 11.8 million Canadians. And so really there's quite substantial coverage in the country already. Governments could be using existing programs instead of introducing a new program.
Do you think then, you know, would pharmacare improve benefits for a lot of the Canadians, or would it not achieve what those who are in favor of it would hope it would?
It's our view that pharmacare would be bad for patients. It would reduce benefits for 24 million Canadians who currently have private coverage, because Canadian experience shows that coverage under public drug plans in Canada is actually much worse than it is under private drug plans. The private drug plans generally cover drugs as soon as they're approved by Health Canada, with very little wait times, and virtually 100% of the drugs that are approved by Health Canada are covered under private drug plans. In the public drug plans, it's only about half, and it takes four times as long to list those drugs for insurance coverage. So it's our view that if we go to a national universal pharmacare program, which everybody is forced under public coverage, this will reduce benefits for 24 million Canadians who currently have employment-based private drug insurance plans.
What do you make then of the recommendations that came out of Ottawa yesterday? It seems as though they're looking at a complete different program here or a set here. It seems completely out of whack with what, you know, I've seen a lot in terms of just how it would actually look in Canada.
Yeah, it's hard to know what's driving this, but I think there's a lot of misinformation that's driving the debate or the discussion about national pharmacare. Especially in terms of the cost that's involved. This program, as proposed, is a national government-run monopoly, would be very expensive for taxpayers. Our estimate is that it would shift $13.2 billion in prescription drug costs that are currently paid for in the private sector onto the backs of taxpayers. And if this was a federal program, it would shift costs from the provincial and private sector levels to the federal budget in the range of about $25 billion annually. So there are substantial costs associated with this proposal, and these facts need to get out.
Well, it seems part of the issue, too, is, you know, when we look at Canada compared to maybe Europe or any other country where this might be the case, we have a different healthcare system than them. So it's not just a simple fact of, well, they have it, we don't, therefore we need it. It's a different system.
Yeah, it's true. We do have a different way of approaching the same problem. All countries attempt to achieve universal access for health and pharmaceutical goods and services for their citizens. Canada's approach is achieving universal coverage on catastrophic drug expenses and near universal for ordinary expenses. So we're doing a very good job already, and we could do better, especially on the public drug plan side where coverage is so poor relative to the private drug plans. And that's where we should focus our energies and efforts, is how to improve coverage in the public sector in Canada for those people who are currently eligible for those programs. And if there are folks who are falling between the gaps of public and private coverage, then we need to expand the eligibility of the public programs that we currently have, not introduce a new expensive government-run monopoly.
What made you and your co-authors want to put out that survey in the first place? Was it the fact that we seem to have, you know, different facts being used for this, and just establish those fundamental facts for this discussion?
Yeah, we were, you know, we're avid policy wonks when it comes to health policy issues, and that's the focus of the Canadian Health Policy Institute. And as these questions come up, we, and the debates arise, we engage in doing research to try to drive the conversation toward the facts, establish the facts of the conversation. And what we saw with the PharmaCare debate was that there was a lot of misinformation about whether this would benefit patients, whether this would cost taxpayers more or less, whether there was any need for it given the current coverage in the country. And we concluded that it was unnecessary, bad for patients, and costly for taxpayers.
What changed on the PharmaCare topic, do you think? It seems as though in the past 3 or 4 years, this has become more of an issue that people want to talk about and push.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of sort of a grassroots sort of a support from key sectors of this, of our health policy community. Folks who like to see sort of one-size-fits-all programs. But the real question we have to ask ourselves as Canadians and as policymakers who are trying to do the right thing in this area is, how do we improve access to medicines for patients in Canada over and above the status quo? How do we make things better for patients in terms of the prescription drugs they need to get access to, but with doing so in a sustainable way for taxpayers? And our study shows that the national PharmaCare proposals that are currently being presented across the country would be costly for taxpayers and really would not improve anything for patients, either in the private sector or the public sector currently.
Brett, I appreciate the time and the perspective today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is Dr. Brett Skinner, CEO of the Canadian Health Policy Institute. We need to pause. When we come back, we'll have more of The Pulse with Evan Peacock on AM 980.